At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Getting paper on these player haters, old news, money on the other line. So I'm not.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of I'm Not Gonna Hold You, the offseason, man, my interview series. For the offseason, you know, we talked to a whole bunch of creators in the sports, media, entertainment, entrepreneur space. So, you know, we got another episode for y'all here today. Well, today, we got a very busy man here. A guy, you know, I feel like the phrase, you know, when people say, this is my brother, or things of that nature, is it's overused too much today to me. But this guy right here is my brother, man, my guy Michael Willis, is the owner and co-founder of Pillars Fashion Club, man, which is a clothing line out there in Chicago. You guys got a whole bunch of stores and things of that nature, man. But thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I see you're actually at one of y'all locations now.
Yeah, I'm in the back right now. You know, somebody had called, but, you know, I got one of the guys handling everything in the front, so everything all good to go.
So how's it going on your end, bro?
I mean, everything's smooth. It's hot in Chicago right now. Like, we got, like, a nasty heat wave, like,
it's about time.
90s in the ball. Yeah. No, look, somebody he moves to LA and forget where you come from. Right? He calls you and be like, "Oh man, it'd be in January. It's just a brisk 80 degrees." Funny.
But yeah, man, I'm gonna give y'all like a little breakdown on like how pretty much our friendship started, man. I've known this guy for almost 20 years now. It was 2003. Yeah. We both went to Kerry Metro High School on the southwest side of Chicago.
Yeah, 49th and Pulaski. Yep.
Yeah, 49th Pulaski, man. And you know, I've known this guy literally. We had what was his name? Mr. Watson's class.
Mr. Watson. Mr. Watson with the braces.
The braces. What was the class though? It was
literature.
Literature. Yeah, because we read like Romeo and Juliet in that motherfucker. Yeah, but pretty much this has been my guy. Like, you know, we got shot at together.
Sure, walking down 79th.
Walking down 79th Street. You know, 79th. In high school, man. So this has been my guy, man. And yeah, man, it's been dope to see your progression, not just as just your friend, but like, you know, just watching from the sidelines of how you guys have moved so quickly in what, this almost 6 years now since Pillars. Now, I've known you for a long time, and I knew you would always do something great. I just didn't know you wanted to go the entrepreneur route. So what made you want to, you know, become an entrepreneur, get your own company?
Well, I got to give credit to, you know, my business partner, my friend also that started with me, Andre. We went to college together, fraternity brothers. And, you know, even when we in college, we always, you know, saying rock heavy with each other. We was always, you know, coming up with ideas to, you know, some way to make money, you know. And like you said, I knew I was going to make a lot of money in life. I didn't know, like, what I exactly wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people, I want to be a cop when I get older. And my thing is, I just want to make a lot of money. So I thought it was going to be the corporate America situation. But then Andre just came to me one day. I was working for a Fortune 500 company. And he just came to me one day like, "Man, look, bro, like, you know, we got to use our minds in this. We need to, you know what I'm saying, make our own money. We need to do our own thing." And he had an idea. At first it was, we had several ideas of, you know, saying ways to make money, and then it just landed on clothing, and it just been taking off ever since.
Yeah, it's like with the fashion aspect, man. Like, you know, you've always been on top of that, like even back in like high school. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like I said, this is a guy who drove a Denali in high school. Now, granted, I'm gonna paint the picture. Bro. This is like 2005, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's not normal for like a 60-year-old to be driving around in the Denali.
For sure.
So. You know, Mike always had, your vibe, you know what I'm saying? You dress well, all that. So, like, what made you, what was about fashion that you was like, "I'm not going to do any other type of business, but fashion is where I want to head to"?
Because you got to get fits off. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, don't matter what, stay fresh at all times. And, you know, we went to Curie where it was no uniform. Yeah. So that was the thing. And it was a different transition when I went from, you know, high school to college, because college is more of a laid back environment. You only really put outfits on when it's an event going on. Yeah. Man, people in college used to look at me crazy on a Tuesday morning. I got jeans on, a button up at the time, button up, and some mics. They like, bro, where you going? You know what I'm saying? Like, most people got on flip flops and some jogger pants and things like that. So, that was just the main thing. Like, it was always, you know, I love the Jordan releases. I used to always get the Jordans and get a couple outfits to match with it, you know. And then it got to a point where Jordan's becoming more expensive. My parents are like, okay, you gotta get a job. And I had a job at 14 years old.
You was so the only one with a job out of
so I you know, my thing was to buy clothes and shoes. I remember Cordell Fraction, he went to high school as a basketball team, really good hooper. He swore up and down as a drug dealer.
A lot of people thought that was the rumor. There was people were like, Mike said, I'm like, I'm with that nigga every day, and that's my knowledge.
I'm like, man, I'm fucking 5'10". At that time, I was like 5'10", 140, soaking wet. I'm like, I'm not selling no drugs. You know what I'm saying? But it was just always, you know, it just feels good to, you know what I'm saying, look good and dress nice. And, you know, it just, it's not for nobody else. It's just because everybody got their own style. But, you know what I'm saying, for me, I always want that. And, like, it was always a motto in college, too, like, stay fresh at all times, because you never know who you might come across. You might come across a nice little young lady. You know what I'm saying? You could have had your little bad day where you just got a hole in your shirt and things like that, and you just missed out on it. Or you might meet somebody who's a, you know what I'm saying, representative for another company, Nike or something like that. You just never know. So you want to at least look decent most of the time. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, in high school, and, you know, Curie High School, Chicago Public Schools, and this is like pre-internet era. Like, I feel like our class was like the last of, like, I'm gonna call it the last of the real era. I'm gonna be an old head and call it that.
For sure.
Like, you know, YouTube didn't come out to what, our senior year of high school?
Senior year of high school.
We didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Showing our age. We definitely showing our age.
we showing our age. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, this was like the, I always call Curie was like the 300 when it comes to like joking on each other or heat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In Chicago. Like, it's the only place where, like, it could be 7 a.m. in the morning. And if you ain't dressed right, motherfuckers is going to get on your ass.
Yeah, you're going to get these jokes. Nobody's accepting for these jokes. You know what I'm saying? So, and like you said, another reason too is, like, you know what I'm saying, growing up, you know, my parents did a hell of a job raising me. They did a hell of a job, you know, giving me, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that I needed, for sure. But, you know, at first, you know, saying, we didn't have much. So I didn't have the Jordans at first, things like that. But then once my parents started doing well for themselves and things like that, they made sure that, you know what I'm saying, not only did I get the needs, I got some of the wants, most of the wants, you know what I'm saying? So I always shout out my parents for that. So they worked their butt off just for having me looking nice. I remember, you know, it was always twice, you know, beginning of the school year, and then after the first semester, I get a whole new wardrobe. So I'm going in cars. I'm buying, you know, this is when Sean John, Jabot, Rockwell, all that stuff, Ibizu, all that stuff out.
I was a Rockwell, you know, model damn near.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Ibizu jeans and these $100, $200 jeans and shirts and stuff like that. So, you know, once I was able to, you know what I'm saying, like what I like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm never want to go back to that. And there's nothing going back wrong with that, but once you come from something that's, you know, not that you would do anything to not go back to that. So that's where the hard work and dedication come from.
Yeah. And you know, you bring a good point too, because, you know, and your parents are great, man. I love Mr. Willis, man. Every time I come over, you know what I'm saying, it's always love. And, you know, my parents are the same way. Like, my first, what, two and a half years of high school, my parents, like, bought all my clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so
that's why I would have, like, all the rock and wear, you know, all the different clothes, you know, and things like that. And then she, after I got a junior, she was like, you got to start paying for your own stuff. And that's when I became the Curie bootleg man. I had the bootlegs on deck for about a good 2 years. That's kind of like my entrepreneur hustle came up. But, you know, so making the transition to college, now you went to Eastern and that. So, and I remember, like, you guys, like, I feel like your entrepreneur hustle kind of started a little before, because y'all used to throw, like, hella parties down there. You know, the infamous barn party I always pull up to. Like, tell me how, like, the party hustle kind of, like, started things.
It's like we treated everything like a business. So, like, a lot of people on the outside, you know, they're looking at it as a party, you know what I'm saying, an event, just have fun and things like that, for sure. But like I said, what we're doing is we want to give you the best environment. We want to give you the best party. We want you to talk about things like that, but we're going to charge you for it. You know what I'm saying? So people are going to pay for stuff that's, you know what I'm saying, legitimately great. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these guys host good parties. These guys throw good events. I'm going to spend my money there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not new. All we did was, you know, I went to Eastern North University. Like I said, I'm part of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated at Delta Chi, Delta Chapter. So that's all we, you know what I'm saying? We hosted some of the greatest events, hotel, pool parties in the small campus. You know what I'm saying? So we had to make the most of it. So, you know, we were selling t-shirts. We were doing bar crawls, selling hoodies and things like that. So all we did was take that, you know what I'm saying, that notion, that, you know what I'm saying, experience, and just move it to clothing. It's the same thing. You know, if you provide good quality, people will pay for it, you know what I'm saying, right, over and over and over again. Because you're going to look at it like a party, the barn party, it's nothing but, honestly, it's nothing but a huge area and y'all paying for it. Yeah. Like, and the party, like, it's not, I don't have a roller coaster in there. I don't have a screen projector. I don't have none of that. But yeah, it's a good time. We providing transportation.
You're paying for the experience. Good time.
You're paying for the experience. You know what I'm saying? So when you're buying our clothing at Pillars, you know, we want some, you know, some people like, oh, you know, it might be expensive. But then as soon as they feel the quality or they buy one, they come back like, man, I wore this a couple of times and never shrunk. The color didn't go away and things like that. We want you to feel, you know what I'm saying, welcome and be like, man, this is some good clothing.
Yeah. And yeah, that's a key thing right there. Cause I think with fashion, especially in Chicago, but like really all, even out here in LA, I feel like fashion is becoming kind of like with rapping. Like everybody wants to do it. Like everybody wants to rap. Everybody want to drop a colon. Everybody want to do what I'm doing right now, host a podcast and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So what is like the biggest thing we're like, you know, cause even me, I might get frustrated. Like, man, too many of y'all in front of a mic who don't need to be fucking talking. Like what is a thing like I'm going to, this is what we got that separates us from other clothing lines, not just in Chicago, but just in general.
Just in general, like really the experience, the professionalism, and the hard work dedication. Like we always tell ourselves, we tell the guys, like the one thing, the reason why we're always going to be where we at and just succeed more and more, because our motive is like no one's going to outwork us.
Right.
Like no one's going out. We want you to walk in our store and have the best experience. Like all our store locations look different, but some of them look the same. Like the wow factor, they're coming in, they, you know, saying you're being greeted, you know, hey, how are you doing? You know, just the experience. It got green turf, you know what I'm saying? Got the shoes, got the displays, you got the color schemes and things like that. It just feel more, you know, saying welcoming, you know? So, and like, the hard work and dedication, like you got to keep being innovative. You got to come with new things and things that they, and quality, like that, like quality is going to speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here, you know, however everybody else do their business, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But simplicity and quality is always going to win. You know, it's nothing that's going to be better than something simple, you know, putting, you know, if you want to put rhinestones and then that, yeah, but guess what? Something basically simple could go from any age group. You know what I'm saying? From a little kid to an 80-year-old man, which you sold an outfit to an 80-year-old man the other day. You know what I'm saying? He loved it, loved the quality, and it wasn't too much. Like, you can't be, like, who doesn't like something that's simple? How many people in the world that's wearing a white tee? I got that white tee. A white tee. A white tee. It was an era, just the white tee. They made a song about it.
Yep.
Simple. You can never, like, it. Like, it's a white tee. You know what I'm saying? It goes with everything. Like, white Air Force Ones. It goes with everything. So, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? The professionalism. You know, the hard work, dedication with it, you know what I'm saying, and the experience that we give when people walk into each and one of our stores.
Now, let's take it back a little bit to the beginning of Pillars. So it's kind of like a two-part question for you. One, what does Pillars stand for? I know you guys have it in caps, and I love how when you Rob, y'all correct people and somebody does do it the wrong way. And also, like, what was the beginning like? You know, your first shirt, and who is, like the original, I guess, Pillars crew?
Okay. The God honest truth about the name, a lot of people, you know, saying I always got a backstory with the name. It was just a name. Okay. To be God honest with you, like me and Dre came up with so many names. I still got the list of names that we was coming up with. And it was a yes and no, yes and no. And it was just a name. It was like, okay, it sound cool and things like that. But then it, as we build, it did become like some of a meaning, like a pillar, something that, you know, saying hold something up, you know? So as our business got bigger, we needed more pillars to hold our business up. It couldn't just have just me and Dre, because eventually if it's just me and Dre and we got five stores, eventually it's gonna fall. You know exactly. what I'm saying? So it's like a build. So you're gonna need more pillars to hold it up so it can withstand it growing more and more. It's like I said, start off with me and Dre, and then we brought along our other frat brothers, brought along Rob, Frank, and Sid, and then that's how we just hit the streets. I was selling t-shirts in the back of my Jeep.
Yeah,
you know, like is, yeah. The crazy thing about it, I just paid my Jeep off, you know. So I was selling t-shirts back out of Jeep. I was we all were like in pop-up shops two or three times a week. You know what I'm saying? Some pop-up shops good, some bad, but just getting our face out there. You know what I'm saying? I remember when some people were like, man, this hoodie should cost more than, you know what I'm saying, what we're selling it for because of the quality. But you know how it is in the game. Like if people don't know about it, they're not going willing to pay that exactly. much. But it was long sleepless nights. It was a lot of hard work. You know, some people like we all had jobs. We all had other responsibilities. So, you know, everybody's experience is going to be different. But we made a lot of sacrifice to get where yet. You know, while people, you know, kicking it and like, trust me, we wanted to kick it and go to the parties and the boat parties and things like that. But we're thinking long term. You know what I'm saying? Like I could sacrifice this 2 or 3 years of partying to focus on a lifetime of retirement in five years. You know what I'm saying? So that was our focus.
Now you mentioned like all the parties. This is a quick side note. I just want to say when I was there in Chicago, I was outside my last 4 years before I moved. There was no boat parties. There wasn't no day parties. Wasn't none of that shit. Yeah, I moved and like 2 years later, I'm like, day parties. They got them shits in Chicago.
That's a huge thing right now. That's a huge thing in Chicago. So you know it's good to see. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's definitely good to see. I feel like since I left, like shit is like opened up a lot more. But
yeah, right.
But it's like when you're talking about like the tough part, that's kind of something I want to highlight. And one thing I love that Dre does on his Instagram is he'll give like a more up close view on the stuff about entrepreneurship that people don't talk about. I feel like entrepreneurship is real glorified. And I always say, I would get a regular 9-to-5 if I didn't have a problem with authority.
For sure.
That's my number one thing. If I'd have a problem with authority and not like doing shit my way, I'll just get regular 9-to-5. But like, and you mentioned like the sleepless nights, want to go out and be out and kick it. And you know, I have times where, you know, somebody told me like a week or two ago, like, man, you make it look easy. Like y'all covering the beds, y'all doing this. And it's like, bro, if you had any idea how many nights I'd be losing sleep and I'd be like, bro, I don't know if I can do this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Take me like a little bit of an insight into like some of the tougher days, like in the beginning, to get into what people like, who the fuck are you? Why would I buy this shit? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Because like you said, like 9-to-5 is a scheduled thing. So it's a scheduled thing and never hate on 9-to-5 because the 9-to-5 is what, you know saying, funded this business. You know, like how I look at it is this is my 9-to-5, this is my business. So when I'm getting paid, I'm funding my business. Once I don't need, you know, once my business can fund itself, I don't need the 9-to-5. Not saying necessary monetary wise, the energy that I was putting in the 9-to-5, I need to transport that to my business. So that's why I no longer need it. And so when people hate a 9-to-5, like, no, first of all, we need to get it understood. It's a lot of people that work in 9-to-5 that makes it a lot more than entrepreneurs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's one. And another thing, that 9-to-5 is 9-to-5 cool, but when you're an entrepreneur, that's just 24/7. Excuse me.
24/7. Ain't no.
Like when you're used to working, somebody else has to deal with this situation. But with us, I got to ship it off. If it's a mistake on that behalf, I got to do this. When the inventory's got to come in, we all got to do this extra hours and things like that. So it's all on us. We're coming up with designs. We're doing this. We're, you know, saying sending the money out, coming in like. Everything, advertising, it's all on you. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people cannot do it, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, like you don't have to, just because someone else is doing it, doesn't mean that you have to do it. You know, and some people will start a business and let someone else run it because they manage better than the actual person who started the business. So It's a lot of up and downs, especially in the beginning. It's a long sleeps night. It's days when you don't make no money. Like I think a lot of people don't understand it. It's days when me and Dre stand in our first store, and days we just didn't make no money. And it's like, okay, well, we have to go back and brainstorm. Like, okay, that can't happen again. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we funnel people to our store? How do we make our, you know what I'm saying, the advertising better? How do we get our stuff in people's faces again? And you know, we had, when we had our first store, we were still doing pop-up shops because it's like, okay, we still got to make some money. You know, I remember me and Frank went to a flag football field. And that, remind you, I have a store. We went to a flag football field with t-shirts and hats and just sold them. You know what I'm saying? While my store still functioning. You know, like, you know, thankfully, you know, being blessed, we don't have the code of that, you know, situation even more. But just to let people know, like, it has its downs, and the downs do hit hard. And it's something yes, like, you do. Know what I'm saying? How are we gonna pay the rent? How are we gonna do that? But I went from not days where I'm not selling not one thing to days where I'm selling, you know what I'm saying, hundreds of things. I remember one of our Black Fridays, I sold one shirt, one funky ass shirt, right? One funky shirt. Then I went to one Black Friday when, you know, you're making over, you know, 60K just that 12 hours, you know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing. It's waves to this, and it's just, you learn it. It's a learning process. So you got to have the downs, I think, sometimes, because you learn from it. And like I said about the clothing, you don't want to go back to the days when you ain't making no money, you know what I'm saying? So you want to prevent that, and you just got to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a good thing to bring up, because it's like, at the beginning, I also think, like, you need to not pay attention, but celebrate small wins, too. Like, when I first started this shit, barbershop, like, it'd be like, oh, we got 25 listens today. Like, you know, 25 people listen to my shit. But it's like, now, if I get 25 listens, I'm shutting something down. Mad at somebody. Like, something happened. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the growth that you have. And I also think you got to treat it as, like, win this day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Win this day, worry about the next day for that one. So now with Chicago, you know, you guys are growing in the city. It's like Chicago's a hard market to open into. I always say, like, I hate the phrase, you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I think it's bullshit. If you make it in Chicago, you can make it anywhere. Chicago, like Kanye said, the city of hella haters. This is true. You know what I'm saying? So what was, like, the toughest thing of, like, breaking into Chicago? Because Chicago has a lot of brands. You know, shout out to Joe Fresh Goods and what his movement did. Sure. You know, of course, Leaders and things of that nature. How hard was it to get in that space to where you guys can be respected on the same levels of, like, brands like that?
And that's the thing. Like, I always looked at us as different, because I'm not going to necessarily say it was easy. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, coming from the mindset and the hard working and how to make money when we was in college, we just translated it over to now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're good people. I'm not robbing people, talking bad about people, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, look over my shoulders, so to speak, you know. So we got a real good relationship with the guys at Leaders, because one of our stores is right across the street for them. Just, you know what I'm saying, just talking to them and things like that. But it was always, you know what I'm saying, me and Dre gonna do what we had to do regardless. Like, it's like we didn't have in the mindset, like, you know, is the Chicago people going to accept this? Are they going to rock with us and things like that? We knew it was going to happen. Like, you got to go into things like not hoping and just knowing, like, no, we the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, you got to think like that. So if another brand be like, no, I'm the shit, you know what I'm saying? I respect it. You know what I'm saying? But I know that what keeps me going is I got to, you know what I'm saying, supply my daughter, my guys, you know, and my family and things like that, and make my business the best business you got. So when I'm opening up these stores and they seeing, you know what I'm saying, the outlook of it, things like that, like, yeah, them guys did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, but we doing it for our customers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want them to feel appreciated. You know, we don't want you to feel like you buying a bullshit. So everything is about presentation with us, you know what I'm saying, and the professionalism with us. So, you know, breaking that Chicago barrier to getting in there, I don't necessarily would say it's hard. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, it's going to be hard doing anything, breaking it, you know, food, if you're in the food industry, technology industry, and things like that. But if you got the group of guys like I have, it's no stopping us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And some people like to look at that as, I always say that, you know what I'm saying, I'm very fortunate to have the guys I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all knew each other since we went to college in 2007. So We've been this. We know each other personalities. We know, you know what I'm saying, how someone acts and things like that. So, you know, they could bring their crowd, you know what I'm saying? I could bring my crowd. This person could bring their crowd, and just put it all together, and just the business grows. So we just in it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking to be the best, not just in Chicago, but, you know, it's in the world. You know, like, so it's only a small stepping stone for us right now.
Definitely. And you bring up the team aspect. That's like a huge thing. Like, you can't do this shit by yourself. Like, you know, I got a team people I work with. You got 10 people you work with. Now, it's easier when you work with people who you've got, like, sure. You know, like a rapport you got history with, you know what I'm saying? Like when I work with Pavi, I've known Pavi since 1998. I know things that make him tick or what makes him good, you know, what motivates him. He's vice versa with me. Now, you know that with your guys that you've been cool with since, you know, college and things of that nature. So when it comes for newer people to come to the fold, this is something I've been dealing with recently, of bringing in people who, you know, not necessarily part of the older family. What, when you see a person who wants to work with y'all, what makes them think, okay, you, when we look at you, we know you can hold down the Pillars brand. Like, what's some stuff that you look for when you're trying to bring in new people?
Like you said, just the same how we are. We're looking for that hardworking, you know what I'm saying, want to grow, want to be there for the company, want to, you know what I'm saying, make the brand go further and further. You know, like, I don't have time to be, you know, micromanaging. I'm not that type of, you know what I'm saying, owner or things like that. I don't like to micromanage, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to give it to you like how it is, pause, and then, and, you know what I'm saying, just go. So just the, you know, I need you to come with the good energy. You know what I'm saying? Come with the good energy every day. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. Like, I want to make your, you know, someone's working for me, I want to make their working experience tonight. I want you to, you know what I'm saying, work with your peers, have a good time, laugh, you know what I'm saying, challenge yourself, maybe a slight little competition to see who get the most sales for the day and things like that. So, you know, for newer people coming in, it's definitely going to be different because, like you said before, like the other guys, they know us. Like,
yeah,
we ain't never did, excuse my language, no weak shit in our life. Like when we was at school, every plan that we had, it worked out.
Right.
Literally everything we had, we worked out, from forums to events to parties. It always was the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we always wanted to be the best. So it's going to be a little bit different to, you know what I'm saying, try to encourage them to be like us, which they won't. But if they come in with that good energy and just want to work and want to improve on a daily basis with not just us, themselves, because this is going to be a stepping stone for them. They can see how we do things, and they could take that and start their own company and move on, move forward. I'm not here to, you know, if people want to move on, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what everything's about. You don't have to stay here, but you can learn from companies and things like that and move forward. It's called gaining experience.
Right. Definitely. And so, like, when you talk about, like, you know, gaining experience and things of that nature, now, you know, the further you move up on the chart, I feel like there's, like, always, like, a moment or two where you kind of, like, damn, like, you know, like, I'm kind of doing my thing right now. It's kind of like a surreal moment. Like, for me, it was, like, when I found out that there was Bears players who, like, listened to our shit, you know, and, you know, my brother told me one time, but, like, Eddie Jackson pulled up on him in the parking lot, was like, I heard your brother do a show, right? He's like, yeah, yo, tell him I like that shit. I heard what he said the other day.
Right.
Now, I'm pretty sure I said something like, this motherfucker can't tackle. But that was like kind of a situation. Like, and I was like, oh, people are listening. So it's like, what was a moment where you like, okay, this thing is getting bigger now, like, for you guys?
I was walking in the mall one day. My store was all, I was walking in the mall one day. And I don't even think I had, I only had two stores in the mall. I didn't have the two stores in the mall. And I saw a lot of people wearing the jogging outfits. And then one of the guys, they knew me, like, oh, bro, like, oh, I come to get the shoes and jogging outfit today. Y'all got it? Ooh, at the band. He's like, I'm on my way right now. Like, that moment is like when I'm like, okay, we doing something nice. You know what I'm saying? Or just seeing people tag you in a lot of things, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, who sell it, you know, say I need some hoodies, and everybody's tagging, not just one person, just tag that, to the point it gets annoying. Like, right, okay, stop tagging me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When everyone's doing that, you know, and it's not just because it's people that I don't even know. They're just tagging Pillars. And you know what I'm saying? But the real moment when I knew, like, okay, I'm making it and not have no issue with it. I remember, I'm not going to tell people where I live at, but when I was in high school, I used to in a work program, and they was building this building. I'm like, man, I wonder how much it costs to live there. And one day I was in college. I'm like, God damn, that shit a lot of, you know, at the moment, I'm like, that's a lot of money to live there.
Right.
And now I live there now without blinking the eye. That's when I'm like, okay, I'm doing something that I always want. Am I going to live there forever? No, I personally wanted to live in this spot because I saw them when they was first building it. And I saw how much it was. I'm like, damn, I don't think I would ever at the moment afford that.
Right.
And then when I had the opportunity, like, that's nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm doing something good. You know what I'm saying? But definitely just seeing people every, like, I see people in the mall with the stuff, or they coming in my store wet pillars on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a good vibe. Or, oh, I heard about this store. Like new customers, just seeing new customers saying they heard about this place and just give good reviews, or they left another store. Like, man, they were so nice at this store. Like, I just love the way y'all stores ran, things like that. That just puts the smile on my face regardless. You know, some people would just buy because they just felt like they just got the best customer service ever. You know, so like, oh, I got to buy something. You know what I'm saying? And then when they found out it's black people that run it, it really fucking, like, they be shocked. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I think for me, when I figure out, like, when you guys were, like, grown, somebody asked me, like, I think they saw us, like, tweeting each other or someone on Instagram, like, you know Pillars Mike? I'm like, Pillars Mike? I'm like, I've known this nigga. Like,
right, they be like, what, your name Pillars? Like, my name's not Pillars.
Yeah, I'm like, not Pillars. Exactly. So that's why I knew, like, the growth was going from there, too. And it's like, you know, I do the same thing. When you were talking about, like, how you saw that apartment building. And it's a nice apartment, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
For sure.
You know, I know the exact house in Beverly Hills I plan on living in within the next 5 years. I go over there. Me and Pappy had lunch out there the other day, and I'm like, it's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Set your goals.
And set your goals right there. And so, like, let's talk about the stores. So, you know, you said you got stores, and it's like a lot of people have clothing lines. A lot of people ain't got the brick and mortar store joint. You guys got four right now, getting ready to open a fifth one. So you got one in the West Loop. You got one on 87th. It's over there by CVS, right?
Yeah, 87 Jeffrey. Yep.
87 Jeffrey. Then you got one in what's the two malls? Forest City and Chicago Ridge.
Mall, right?
Yeah. So tell us about those four before we get into the fifth one. Like, you know, what made you say, okay, let's do a store now, and you know how that all kind of grew to the others.
The crazy thing about it, so when we got the first store in the West Loop, it was a boutique. Young lady, she was moving out. It was a boutique. It was nice. You know, we rebuilt it just a little bit. It was doing well. The crazy thing about it is, like, all those people in the West Loop were just new customers. Like, the West Outers, they definitely mess with us heavy. They definitely mess with us heavy. The reason why we got this, well, we was going to get another store, but it's like, okay, we got to, you know, the Southside people were the first ones that were shopping with, obviously, because we're from Southside Chicago. So, you know, it was kind of they like, man, I got to go all the way to the West Loop to buy something. So, honestly, we didn't even have that much money to open up the second one. Like, right. God honest truth with you, we didn't have that much money to open up the second one. Once we opened up the second one, now we hitting different demographics. We hear, like, the high school kids, the more Southsiders, and then the first one, West Loop, is still growing and things like that. The West Loop is actually the smallest store, but it's still a very, you know, profitable store.
Yeah.
And then me and Dre always wanted a mall. I always wanted Chicago Ridge Mall. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that was always, I remember years ago, we were actually just going to do, like, a pop-up there for, like, 3 to 4 months, like, for the wintertime, you know what I'm saying, the holiday season.
Yeah.
That didn't pan out at the time. We searched another few malls, and we ended up being a Four City. As you know, in high school, we had to be a spot. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it used to be, but still, definitely not. You know what I'm saying? The downstairs, they were closed, but we still do very well there, profitable. And so, like, we just wanted to hit another, you know what I'm saying, demographic. And it was like, man, we got to get Chicago Ridge, the opening happening. We got, you know what I'm saying, one of the biggest stores in there. And, you know, you want to put, like, a lot of people are, you know, don't like to do the brick and mortar because, you know, online is always going to be easier shopping for people. But sometimes, you know, it's just best for people to come in and try. Yeah, people can actually see, try it on and things like that. Just gain that experience with us, and they still shop online. Like, you know what? I mess with us. Because a lot of people didn't know we was a Chicago brand. No, everybody's not going to know everything. You know, a lot of people, like, I didn't know y'all have stores and things like that. So, you know, we moved over into, you know, Chicago Ridge. Obviously, it's more people there, you know, a different demographic, and just the money flowing just everywhere. So I got people shopping on the West Side. I got people shopping on East Side. I got people shopping on South Side. Now I got people in Chicago Ridge, just all over. So, you know, like I said, moving over for the first store to the second store, it really wasn't no money there. Right. But that's when the growth really start, you know, saying, going towards the business and things like that. And then it was, everything else was extremely profitable.
I only got a couple more questions. I know you got a whole bunch of things going on over there.
So and we opened up in
and that's what I was gonna say.
Okay, go ahead.
Orland Park for your fifth store. Now, Orland Park is, like, that it's like a real. I love the Cheesecake Factory out there. Me and my family go all the damn time. It's like a nice ass mall. I used to actually work in Orland Mall for like a little bit of time. But I don't know if they fired me or I quit. It was one or two. But what made you say, okay, this is the next spot we want to go? Because it's a little further out from city limits.
For sure. It was actually a couple of choices because, you know, some of these malls be owned by the same company.
Right.
So it was actually brought to us. Okay. We did something with the Chicago Bulls. I don't know if a lot of people saw that. So they do like a black business every month and things like that. And
yeah,
what's crazy,
a little special, man. Yeah.
What's crazy is and I like to tell people all the time, you want to, you know what I'm saying, stay fresh all the time, but also be professional no matter how the customer comes in.
Unprofessional setting is.
Right. They could be the most they could be the most loudest, rudest person, but you never know you come across. The lady, Miss Curry, that was her name. She was just in there just shopping. And we just had a conversation. And she was just like, oh, I do this thing with the Bulls. I like your brand. You're so polite. I love it. And that just took off. Just by me just doing, you know what I'm saying, my job, greeting her, trying to help her with sizes and things like that. But once you got displayed with the Bulls, Orland, the people that own, they liked that, the outlook of the store. Like, okay, that's a pretty neat store and things like that. Because we did try to get in Orland at first, and it was pretty much a, you know, not necessarily messing with it. It wasn't no room, you know what I'm saying, for us to be there. But that's, they basically kind of saw what came to us, and we just agreed on it. But it was a couple other, you know, options at malls, but which we still might do that as well. But Orland is definitely, like I said, if you think Chicago Ridge is a huge demographic, show is Orland Park Mall. Definitely when we put the shoes in there, you know what I'm saying? But you can't go wrong with jogging outfits, short sets, t-shirts, hats, shoes. Like, we sell it all, man.
So will you guys have like a target launch day for that one?
It always, like I said, with entrepreneurship, everything always changes.
Right.
Like, I let people know that gets annoying, but you got to live with it. You know, like, we wanted to be
expect for the best and prepare for the worst.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go in, like, oh, we got to fix this now. The target date was August, but it might be later than that. I don't know at the moment. Just depends on how much the work get done and how much the stuff costs. Because, like you said, ain't nothing in this world free.
Yeah.
So we just got to work hard for it. But, you know, that's part of entrepreneurship. You can't, like, you're going to fall on your face. You know what I'm saying? Things, nothing. I don't know one thing that went as planned.
Ever.
Since I'm talking about shipments.
Yeah.
It's always something that's going to be wrong. Yeah. It's just, nothing is going to plan, but you got to live with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You are the boss. You are the entrepreneur. So, because when you're the employee and things like that, you don't have to worry about none of that. This be my check. I'm going to do my job. You don't got to worry about none of that. But, you know, in this entrepreneur life, it's definitely annoying, but it takes time. Nothing just being successful over time. I don't know if people know, like, Arthur Blank of Home Depot. He's the owner of Home Depot. I think he owns the Atlanta Falcons, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's Arthur Blank that used to own Home Depot or whatever. But, like, the first 3 or 4 years, his business was not profitable at all. Like, nowhere near. And then the third or fourth year, just boom. You know, so it started taking off like that. So, It takes time. Nothing. You got to have patience. Because if you don't have patience, this is not for you. And that's fine.
Nope.
Everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. Everybody, no, I'm not meant to be a carpenter or a doctor or a lawyer. It's people for that. So I commend, you know, saying anybody what they do in life. And we need to start helping each other out and praising each other instead of just putting so much hate.
Patience is definitely key. You know, anybody, of course, you know, of all people, I am probably top five least patient motherfucker on planet.
Yeah, I used to then to be patient either. And it was only reason why I became patient a little bit is because of my daughter. Like, you gotta be patient when you have kids.
Kids will do that too, you know, and patience, and I'm hard. And the funny thing, once I was in the car with you before I get to my last question, I forgot what the fuck we was talking about. And he was like, you know what your problem is? You just so fucking hard headed.
Yeah.
And then my response was like, yeah, you're right, nigga, and what?
Yeah. You one of them people, whatever you have set in your mind, you are not changing it.
Yeah,
You are not changing it at all. So even with sports, it's like, oh my God, but go ahead.
Yeah. last question for you, man, but you know, a lot of people who watch this show, you know, aren't from Chicago on a bigger plan. So, like, what is, like, the ultimate goal? Like, do you have, like, plans of expanding outside of Chicago? Anything, you know, going on? What's, like, the grand, you know, I hate saying five-year plan, but, like, what's the future of Pillars look like?
Honestly, you just know, don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take everything. I'm not going to sit up and lie to you, like, you know, this is what's going to happen, things like that. But I just want to continue to grow. I do see us, you know what I'm saying, having a few outside of Chicago. But I just want to continue to, you know what I'm saying, grow, you know what I'm saying, the best way possible to make the most money ever and let my guys make the most money ever and just, you know, have job opportunities for the young kids and things like that. Because some people, you know, don't have the experience and, you know, they go into a job interview wearing a backwards hat and pants sagging and things like that just to show them, like, okay, this is the way you do it. And just to show people that this is possible. A lot of people think because you have a clothing line, oh, it's a million clothing lines, I can't do it. Well, it was a million clothing lines before me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think this is successful. I don't know what success is. So that's why I'm always trying to gain for more and more and more. I'm investing in properties and things like that. So, you know, like, don't be discouraged. I'm trying to show you, like, we started late in the game. I did this, you know, I got my master's degree and everything, and like, doesn't have nothing to do with it, but it's, you can make it in Chicago, especially as a young, you know what I'm saying, black man, you know what I'm saying, black woman, black man, like, it's possible. Like, I know, like you said earlier, I know a lot of people say this city of hate, but you know, when you don't have hate in your heart and always doing good, good is always going to come back to you. Always remember that. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely,
just be patient. You know what I'm saying? Do what you want to do and not what the next person want to do. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to save your money. Just bring good energy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, stop the negativity. I used to
don't
be like
an asshole. That's 95% of networking. Just don't be an asshole.
You know, I've seen people say, man, I don't want to have a store because I don't want nobody to come to my store. Well, that means you're doing something you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people all the time, like, people have conversations about me with, you know, celebrities and who they going with, shit like that. I'm like, man, I don't know that shit. Like, I don't care. Like, how's that going to make me some money? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, Lori Harvey start messing with which I'm like, what the fuck does that do for me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is name drop capital in this motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of my best friend wearing the socks at right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's out of damn mind. Go Cubs. It's always go Cubs. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you're just going to have to deal with the negativity sometimes. But
yeah,
in all seriousness, no, but you could, like, we're here to show that you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, but it ain't easy. It's nothing in it. If it was easy, everybody would do
this shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I say that every time. And it's like, you got to be like self-motivation every day too. And also, you brought up with success, and I'm going to close it on this. Success is like, what is success to you? Like, success to me might be different to somebody else. That's what you should look at, and don't compare your journey to anybody else's. I know we live in this Instagram world. I look like everybody got their shit together. Trust me, they don't. And you brought up about Arthur Blank. I mean, you can look at some rappers. Look at 2 Chainz, Rick Ross. Them dudes were damn near 40 when they got where they are now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, but they living a good life. They living a good life.
And 40, by the way, 40 is young when you got money.
Yeah, 40 is definitely young, especially with us. And one thing I can do say about success is I know, you know, my vision of success is my daughter not having to worry about anything financially. I know it's, you know what I'm saying, cliche and things like that. We all gonna have problems. Yeah. We all in life gonna have problems. Like, the rich people have problems. Everybody, because people think because you have money that you don't have problems. Problems are going to occur. Yeah. But if you could take away a financial problem, that's always the best. That's like the people's biggest hurdle or biggest problem or biggest thing they can't get over, like anything financially. So if I could provide my daughter to, you know, if she wanted to go to college and it's paid for, she don't have to worry about, you know, student loans or, you know, saying a car note or a mortgage and things like that. If I could take that away from her and just, like, listen, focus on what you want to do, the money, this is set aside for you. You know what I'm saying? That's success for me. And that's how us as black people got to do is pass this stuff down. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of just holding on to ourselves, you know, it's a lot of different races who pass stuff down. It's like people that already have houses, you know what I'm saying? House paid for. Have you ever seen a person where they got a house, they got a car, but work a regular job. And you're like, how are you afford
this? How the fuck you got that?
Because all the stuff is paid for.
Yeah.
All the stuff is paid for. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we got to do as, you know what I'm saying, the black families. And just
I'm down for black nepotism. I'm going to keep telling people that. I'm down for black nepotism 100%. By the way, let them know where they can get in tune with you. You know, Twitter, you know, Bust the Pillars website. Anybody want to get some clothes, check y'all out, let them know.
All right, you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, please. PLZ, say the baby, underscore baby. On Instagram and IG, Pillars, we got Pillars underscore club. The website is pillarsclub.co, not .com, so it's .co, C-O. Or you can find us in our stores in the 1167 West Madison Street, that's in the West Loop, or 2006 East 87th Street, that's over east, Ford City Mall, Chicago Ridge Mall. Man, you realize how many stores you got.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Orland Park Mall in a few months. So yeah, I went from pop-up shops and selling shirts in my trunk with my guys. We went to a million pop-up shops to, you know what I'm saying, five stores. So it's definitely a blessing. I always want to thank them, every last one of them that help us, you know, move in the right direction. Because without them, honestly, bro, we probably wouldn't even be here.
Yep.
So I want to thank them, you know, and we all family, all brothers. I always thank you, Scott, for your, you know what I'm saying, support and things like that. Pavy, the whole
family.
Oh, yeah, my man.
And we're going to have all this in the description box for everybody,
for sure,
you know,
for sure.
When we got on there. But, yeah, you know to follow me on Twitter, at Barbershed Scott, on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the Barbershed Network, at Barbershed Net. Subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershed Network. And, of course, follow H&B Media, H&B Media TV on Twitter, and at H&B Media. We'll be back next week with another edition of I'm Not Gonna Hold You, the off-season. We out, y'all.
Triple double hat trick, I know the code.